after a great difficulty with the judge. He tells me Louise Featherston is in second place, and the winner is In the Clatter. So with that, I want to thank you all very much for showing interest in it. Hopefully we'll have those sheep back as adult sheep in the near future, getting a wonderful prize.
My name is Lawrence Fallon. I was the founding chairman of the Roscommon Lamb Festival. We're here in Roscommon Town on a beautiful summer's evening on 1st of May, where we have had at least 5,000 people congregate over the weekend in a festive atmosphere where we are promoting the wonderful taste and flavour of Roscommon Lamb. Roscommon Lamb is renowned and has been produced in this county for thousands of years. We have many sheep, we have beautiful grassland, limestone pasture, we have unique stone walls, and we have tremendous food production. And we felt that the Roscommon Lamb was the way to market Roscommon as a quality food producer with a lot of lakes and rivers and some hills and certainly a lot of stone walls as a tourist area.
Okay, so everybody has got a rosette and a lollipop for the lamb.
Well, I'm Frances Green. I do roadside selling. I've been doing this for the past about 30 years. I appreciate my local support, and name and one in particular, Gleason's Restaurant, who like to have the best for the customers.
Hello, I'm Mary.
And I'm Eamon.
And welcome to our townhouse here in the heart of Roscommon Town.
We can give you accommodation, obviously, local food at a very reasonable price. We have a fantastic food and wine shop next door where we exhibit the best of local food, our own breads, our own cooked meats in the house. And also we give you great advice on where to go and what to do, totally from a local perspective and local knowledge.
We have locally a brewery, a chocolate maker, wonderful farm shops.
Roscommon beef and lamb are renowned as top quality products. We actually export 95% of our beef and lamb to the European market.
I'm Brendan Allen from Castle Wine Farm. Our farm is based here in the heart of Roscommon in 4 Mile House. What we do is we rear beef, lamb and pork the traditional way. It's sort of a back to basics farm, an outdoor traditional breed pigs. Traditional breed Angus cattle and grass-fed lamb is what we specialise in. We believe on Castle Wine Farm that food, good wholesome food, shouldn't be a fashion or a trend or anything like that. Everybody should have access to it. And what we are doing is going to be another one of these small businesses that is going against the grain of food at the moment, and bringing food retailing back with the bit of respect that it once held in the communities. On our farm then, what we do is all our production is a grass-based diet. We're on a limestone region, which gives us a very sweet flavoured grass, which is translated into a sweet flavoured meat. As well as that, all our pork is traditional saddleback pigs. We make our own sausages, we make our own rashers, all on site, and we sell it all locally in our farm shop in Roscommon.
My name is Declan Malloy from Malloy's Artisan Bakery and Fine Food Emporium in Abbeytown, Roscommon, just on the outskirts of Roscommon Town beside the Abbey Hotel. We have a bakery in Roscommon since 1922, and in the last 6 years we converted our convenience shop into an artisan food shop. Our pride and joy is our bakery products. We have a huge range of bread and cakes. We have 165 different lines, obviously not all produced every day, but good selection here for all our customers on a daily basis. We also have a huge selection of local, regional and national artisan food products. We assist any local producers by stocking their products, giving tastings and giving them any assistance we can give them to bring their product to fruition. Anyone visiting Roscommon, I think Malloy's Bakery is a must. The outskirts of the town, and you're in for a nice, pleasant surprise.
My name is Brian Mugan. I took over JJ Harlow's here. Like, I have a big interest in beer and really like the idea of having a bar with a good range of beers. You know, not everybody wants just the regular beers. That was my main kind of drive behind it, really, just to kind of, you know, both bottled and draft wise, to have something outside of Dublin and Galway and Cork, where it mainly goes on, and to be able to bring that to Roscommon. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. live music. We keep purely originals every Saturday night down in the back bar. We want to keep it kind of original music. There's a lot of cover bands out there. You know, you can go anywhere to hear a cover band. Where I really like the idea of establishing JJ Harlow's back bar as people come to expect some good live bands every Saturday night. One of the really good sellers for us here is the Galway Hooker, which is brewed here in Roscommon, just about five minutes away. I'm really happy to push their beer. It's Irish. It's from Roscommon. It's all about having a range, really, to me. Like it's the first thing that I've always done for years when I walk into a bar and kind of peering over the bar to kind of look into the fridge and see what's there. It's kind of looking for anything that's kind of different. I enjoy having a fridge there that has a big range of bottles. It's a taste for everybody.
My name is Toco Marques, and I'm from South Brazil. 6 years in Roscommon, and for the last 6 years we organize every September, every 20th of September we organize a big barbecue for the Brazilian community, in commemoration of the end of the big revolution in 1835 in South Brazil. So since that time until now, we still have the fire light in South Brazil since 1835. There's a fire lit in there and still keep it going. And we do a big commemoration every September here in Ireland since we come. And after that, well, few Irish people just go to our commemoration every year and they really enjoy the barbecue. And then eventually when coming up to the Lambe Festival, they ask us if we do the barbecue for the Lambe Festival. I say, oh yeah, why not? You know, it's time to spread a little bit more the tradition and all those things. And it's very successful now. We can see now the Lambe Festival is beginning to grow and grow, and people all over the place now is coming. Like this weekend was great, the amount of people around. This is the way we do it. Like the barbecue for us in South Brazil, Uruguay and Argentina is very big. It's no better food for us over there. So that's what we have in a very traditional way. And they keep asking me what I do. What did you do? Did you marinate the meat last night? No, I just threw salt in the top and threw in the fire straight away, and that's it. It's not good technique.
From five different colors on the sheep here, the red, blue, green, pink, and grey. You can have a look at the colors, and the faster sheep that you think you'll win, but you're only on that one.
Okay, Declan Malloy is my name. I'm from the work with the Roscommon Lamb Committee. I have a business here in Roscommon Town, and the fact that it's a local event, very family orientated, and excellent for the town. I suppose members of the committee agreed early on there'll be no hurdy-gurdies, there'll be no chip vans, but we're going to keep it back to basics and let people get out and enjoy the very basic things of what we have to on show here in Roscommon. We're currently down in the town park, which has a backdrop there of Roscommon Castle. It dates back to the 1800s, as far as I know. Fantastic building, but the local park here is a fantastic amenity for children to run around and play. We have the pond in the middle with the ducks and the swans. And today is just, the weather is good. You can hear Councillor Sean Byrne there in the background. Our local MC, and he just talks, and then he talks for Ireland, and he needs no introductions, he needs no paperwork, there's no notes. It comes from the heart and it comes from the head, which is great. And I suppose that's really what we're all about here in Roscommon. We're blessed with a chairman that we have and a very, very hard working committee. At the end of it all, we end up having a fantastic festival, but the sun has shone all day today. It shone yesterday for our knitting world record, which was absolutely fabulous. Now, I can't knit for nuts, but the buzz, the excitement, I don't know whether winning an All-Ireland could be as good as winning a world record, but to see people there in the stands yesterday and the joy and the buzz and the crack was absolutely smashing. So I suppose that's it from the Lamb Festival Committee from my point of view, and hopefully next year we'll be back again bigger and better.
You're very welcome to the town of Roscommon, the greatest city in the world, And I'm Paddy Joe Burke, and I'm the small town barber in the greatest city in the world. My shop is in Church Street, Roscommon. Very privileged and very honoured to be from Roscommon. I love this city. I love this town. I love being from Roscommon. We're one of the great things about being from Roscommon is we're in the centre of Ireland. The buns in the middle of the plate never fall off, and that's where the Rossies are. This city is full of heroes and legends. We meet them as we approach the town from any angle. It's an old town. It's a beautiful town. It's a town that has all the amenities of a city, a lot bigger than its own town. But we have everything in this town that a city can offer. Lovely people, men with turned down Wellingtons, men with rally bikes, caps on the side of the head, the shovel tied on the bare of the bike, and the whistling Spancel Hill. Everywhere we go, we know one another. It's small and it's parochial. It's on the way to everywhere. You leave this city and you go anywhere in the world. But one of the great things about your farmer's common, no matter where you go in the world, you want to come home. I'm living and I'm working. I'm a Rossie through and through. So privileged, and I thank God every day that I'm born and working among my own people in the greatest city in the world. And what more could any man ask for, John?